Melinda presents this unabridged recording of The Homestead Girls, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Today, Layla had a jelly bean up her nose. Last week, she'd pushed a pebble in her ear. Dr. Billy Green patted the arm of the worried mother because this so reminded her of her own daughter, Mia, as a little girl, when she'd vied for attention in their busy life. But it was pointless to wish that her 16-year-old daughter was as adorable as she'd been all those years ago. Flipping through the sterile packets of instruments for the long-nosed artery forceps, Billy tried not to wonder just what Mia was up to right at this moment as she tilted this little girl's face to the light. Before her previous patient, Billy had called home, and the house phone had rung out. Sometimes it was hard to keep up with her daughter. This was the problem with being a single parent, and the unanswered call meant worrying that maybe Mia was out doing something she shouldn't be. Focus on the job at hand, she reminded herself. Okay, sweetheart, hold still and I'll get that yucky thing out of your nose. With one hand on the tiny chin and the other on the instrument, Billy directed the metal forceps towards the offending object, her lips twitching at the sight of the red bean smeared nostril. After initial resistance, the jelly bean slid out with a final firm tug. Success. Billy's eyes met those of the mother, and they both released pent-up breaths and grinned. Thank you, Dr. Green. The mum scooped up her daughter and hugged her with relief. Billy winked at Layla, then she bypassed the lolly jar that she used when she needed to bribe nervous young patients and chose the rabbit handprint. Stamp?
Please.
Good choice. No more nose poking. Layla solemnly shook her head and held out her hand for Billy to brand it with the bright coloured bunny outline. They all looked at it. It was pink and perfect, like a tiny tattoo on the white skin. Layla's mum hugged her close once more. Say thank you to Dr. Green.
Thanks.
Billy rubbed the fine strands of blonde hair on her patient's adorable head. You are such a good girl. If only every little girl could be so easy. Including her daughter. She flicked another look at the clock. Nearly 8 p.m. She showed them out of her consulting room and there were no more patients waiting. Someone else was, though. Dr. Green? Billy's pulse rate jumped as the man in the blue uniform straightened off the wall of her office and stepped forward. Yes? Gruffly, but not unkindly, he said, I'm Sergeant Hill. A word with you in private? Of course, come in. She looked across at the receptionist, who raised her shoulders in a worried shrug. They'd find out soon enough.